Would you say that about a man?
Chest. Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay. Wait, which would you say on a man?
Well, this is shoulder. This would be the breast, actually.
Okay. And, what different kinds of boats are there that people might go fishing with?
Well, now you give me some, because I don't fool with the water. Just, you go out on these that are made boats now, where you can, with an engine on.
Uh-huh.
And then you can get a boat, which you call long term, a bateau.
What was the bateau like?
Made out of wood, and you paddle it with a wood paddle.
Uh-huh.
That's what you call a bateau, old timey. Not no engine to make it go.
Uh-huh.
You had to carry it yourself.
Was it,
bateau.
Was it pointed at one end or flat?
That's
at both
right.
Ends or what?
I think they're kind of sharp at one end.
Uh-huh.
I don't know exactly where they're both in, but I know it's kind of made up like that. Now, that's a made boat,
uh-huh.
They used to call them. But the name was bateau.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd have wood paddles and they'd just paddle the sail.
Mm-hmm.
But then they got these shell knives with these motors on it, they don't have to do that.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the pillow on a bed, what do you call the covering for the pillow?
Pillowcase.
Okay. And say if a woman was wearing beads around her neck, you'd say she was had a what of beads?
String of beads.
Okay.
They
and
call them necklace now, but you say a string of beads.
Okay.
You want to away, don't you?
Yeah.
All right.
Or both. What you'd say now and what you used to say. Say if two men had a fight and one of them defeated the other, you know, were just really won over him, you'd say that the man, that man really...
I run over that man?
Or anything else you'd say really what?
Beat him up.
Okay. And this part of, when you're squatting down, what do you call this part of your leg?
Thigh.
Huh?
Thigh.
Uh-huh. Anything else? Do you ever hear hunkers or haunches or?
Cause it be behind. Your hunk. Your hunk. Your thigh hunk. Or what?
Well, did you ever hear, you might say squat down. Did you ever hear people say, he's down on his hunkers?
Mm-hmm.
Or would you say that?
If they're squatting now, and if they're down on the knees, that
uh-huh.
They'd be down on the knees then. Maybe that's just hunkers when you're squatting. Just squatting. But when you get out on these, you be down on your knees.
Okay. And,
I just give them the best I know. I don't
know. Okay. Well, some of these things, I mean, you might not use these words around here, you know, some of the words I ask you about.
Oh, they don't use it, no.
Okay. And, say if someone was had a lot of money, but he'd never spend a cent. You'd say that he was really
stingy,
or he was really
close,
or he's well, say he's a stingy person, or you might call him a what?
Well, I know that would say he was stingy.
Yeah. Would you ever call him something like a tightwad or skinflint or?
I never heard about that tightwad.
Uh-huh.
Tight wolf. Maybe so.
Well, what might you call him?
I would just say he was a stingy person.
Okay. And say if someone was wearing funny looking clothes, you'd say that he looks really...
What would I say he looked like? What would they say he looked like?
But say he's... You know, the clothes don't match and they're just old clothes or something. You'd say he really looks